Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden has accused Donald Trump of using the country's military against his own people to quell the current wave of riots sweeping US cities over the death of George Floyd. Mr. Biden also accused Mr. Trump of having tear-gassed peaceful nearby protesters for a photo opportunity. Peter Bowes reports.
Following his televised address, the president walked with security guards through nearby streets to St. John's Episcopal Church, which has been used by presidents for more than a century. The building was damaged in the protests on Sunday. Mr. Trump stood outside for photographs, holding a Bible. The church's bishop later said she was outraged that protesters nearby had been cleared with tear gas so that Mr. Trump could use the church as a prop for political gain.
The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has demanded an investigation into an apparent assault by US police on two Australian journalists covering protests in Washington. Amelia Brace, a correspondent for 7 News, and her cameraman Tim Myers were hit with a riot shield and a baton as they were reporting on police dispersing protesters near the White House. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Amelia Brace was live on Australian television near the White House when her colleague Tim Myers, a camera operator, was hit in the stomach by a police officer with a riot shield. Video taken by another journalist then shows him apparently being punched in the face and the reporter struck with a rubber bullet. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the Australian Embassy in Washington to investigate the incident. The opposition leader Anthony Albanese said the assault was completely unacceptable.
Curfews are in force in dozens of cities across the US in an attempt to limit looting and damage to property, but they're being widely ignored. Protests have been peaceful in many areas, but in New York, crowds smashed windows and looted luxury shops on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue and elsewhere. 2 people were reported killed and 60 arrested during unrest in a Chicago suburb. More restrictions are being lifted in France today as the country continues its exit from coronavirus lockdown. Most of the country's bars and restaurants can reopen and a 100-kilometre travel limit has been removed. However, in Paris, which remains under closer surveillance than the rest of the country, certain restrictions remain. Hugh Schofield has this report.
For most people, the big change will be the reopening of bars and restaurants, though the rules now say there has to be a metre between tables, staff must be masked, and you can't stand at the counter to drink. Paris is regarded as a lingering danger spot, and here the loosening of the rules is slower. Only outside terraces can open. Museums and other tourist attractions can also now open in Paris as in the whole of the country, though in practice it'll be some weeks before many of them do.
World News from the BBC.